Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Jim, it's always good to be on the show.
Larry, you had a significant news release.
Yeah, we actually got a grant for collaboration with a European company, which is the one that we have the MOU with, and which is Itelvolt. And I think that's fantastic. It gave us a chance to update what's happening with Itelvolt. You know, we did an MOU a few months ago with them, and I have to say that Lars is Lars Karlstrom is the president and CEO of that company, that he has a lot of insight, and he acts on his intuition, somewhat similar to myself. So he's quoted in here. He's got great things to say about the company. I'll just read that just so that everybody gets it reinforced. It's in the press release. It says, the collaboration with American Manganese is about to significantly accelerate our goals to become a fully sustainable battery manufacturer, said Lars Karlstrom, founder and CEO of Itelvolt. We are very impressed with the innovation and skills the collaboration can add to Itelvolt. The circular economy is no longer just a vision, it's about to become a reality. AMI will set new standards for the industry, and we at Itelvolt are very proud to be part of this project. Great endorsement. And couldn't make me happier. So, we're moving ahead. Now, the government is involved with us. The BC, or the Canadian government, is involved with us on doing some collaboration work with Itelvolt, and it kind of brightens a picture on who are we going to get the supply from, where are we going to put our plant. Not necessarily our first plant, but certainly would be a second plant. And we haven't completed the MOU yet, because you can't complete any kind of a financial structure without knowing exactly or as close to as possible as you can on the costs and the of the operation and the cost of installation. So that will come a little bit later. But for all intents and purposes, we've got that $25 million shelf prospectus out there, and that would certainly pay for a plant. Whether it goes into Itelvolt or not, I don't know. It depends on the readiness of the both of us. But shows you that we're making progress. We're not up there with the SPACs, where you can raise, if you're a private company, you can raise hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, to advance your project. And if you happen to be one of the founders of Tesla, then raising money is no problem for you. But we're just a little Vancouver company that has a great, great resource in our recycling process. So, if we can get $25 million to get the next advancement out, and I think that's terrific, and the shareholders would look at that as significantly reducing the risk. And I have no doubt in my mind that we are the leaders in recycling. And, I've always believed that. And we've had to add different portions as the landscape changed. What we do is we want to give the Tier 1 companies and the battery manufacturers what they want, and not what we think they want. You know, we could have probably been closer to getting a commercial plant up and running if we hadn't bothered with the particle sizing of the end product, the cathode material. You know, we had several months to wait to get that piece of equipment in. We had, 6 or 7 weeks to get it set up. It came like in different pieces, and we had to, get it wired, rewire it. And it's working fine now. We've put out a press release. We've shown the particle size. So we're on the right page. But what that means is that, we're not jumping into something that we don't know the end result of. We want to know the end result before we enter into any kind of a financial aspect of this. If you make the wrong move, you could kill your own project. So I think there's lots of juice or lots of money involved in recycling, but we want to make sure that that we know exactly how much is involved. And our initial work told us a lot of money was involved, but then cobalt dropped off the spectrum pretty much, and nickel came in, but it's still very robust as far as back of the envelope goes. And I think the shareholders should be happy with today's press release. It answers a lot of questions. It answers what we're doing with Itavolt, and certainly we're not in a position to enter into four or five collaborations at the same time. We're not a private company where we can go to a SPAC and raise hundreds of millions of dollars. So I just want to explain that. These SPACs are not for public companies because they don't want to give you guys in the public any carry on. They don't want you involved in the share distribution. The share distribution goes to the private company and to the shell that's being financed. So there's no room for shareholders in there. You have to be a private company. So that's why we didn't go there. Why we haven't gotten any large grants from the governments before is because we'd already had a process that we were working on. We were not in the initial R&D stages, and so in those cases you usually use a lot of government lab work. They're trying to create work, and we just didn't have the room to do that. We wanted to stick with the group that we had. Putting together a good group is critical to a junior company. It helps you advance the company along the way. It's the people you have that will build the company for you. So, I'm pretty good at intuitively recognizing opportunities, and I'm pretty good at putting together a good team. So, that's kind of where we're at. But I think this release today was pretty exciting. The stock is up, and we've got other releases coming, but I have to tell you that some of these releases, especially with government work and everything like that, have to go through committees and approvals and everything before the press release can be made. So, hence no press releases. And but we got the okay on it this morning, and so we put it out, and so the shareholders could see that the company was advancing, that the company does have some great opportunities out there, and, I couldn't say more. I mean, this funding is totally different than R&D, and it's basically to build relationships and collaborations with the Canadian and European companies. So, Jim, I don't think there's anything I can add to the conversation today. I think that this is a turning point for us. And, now people will begin to recognize that we're not blowing hot air. Certainly, I think most companies recognize that we are not blowing hot air when we talk about our process. They have their chief chemists and metallurgists and chief operating officers, in some cases CEOs, in on the calls. So, they can judge for themselves what we've done, what's been published, and see that, hey, this company's on the right track.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what does the company do and where can people find you traded and get more information?
Well, American Manganese is what we call a critical metals company, and we had our start with manganese, and we patented that process for very low grades of manganese in the U.S., and that process is the cornerstone of the recycling process, and you know, we've got two patents on that in the U.S., and we've got a patent in South Korea. We've got a patent pending from Japan, so everything is working well that way. The company, you can read anything. We release everything. It's in, it's very transparent. It's all on our site, and you can go to AmericanManganeseInc.com to get that information. We're traded in the U.S., in Canada under the symbol AMY. We're traded in the U.S. under the symbol AMYZF, and in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. The, you can contact the company at any time by emailing LREAUGH@AMYMN.com, or you can phone the company directly at 778-574-4444.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on August 13th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.